This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Pyongyang, North Korea today to meet with Kim Jong-un. We get more now from VOA's Steve Miller in Seoul.
Secretary Pompeo will be in North Korea for the better part of Sunday before flying south to Seoul for a meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa. While in Japan Saturday, Pompeo said the purpose of his visit was to ensure a fully coordinated, unified view of how to proceed toward the successful denuclearization of North Korea. Despite the North's pledge to denuclearize, Japan still considers North Korea to be a dire threat and is pushing ahead with plans to bolster its ballistic missile defenses. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
U.S. Senate has voted to approve Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court following weeks of controversy over sexual assault accusations and attacks on his character and temperament. President Trump was upbeat about Kavanaugh joining the court.
I think a lot of very positive things happened in the last week. It didn't look that way, but in the end, that's what happened. It was uncorroborated. It was so many different things. He's going in looking very good.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke after the confirmation of Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation is a low moment for the Senate, for the court, for the country.
While the Senate voted, anti-Kavanaugh protesters demonstrated on the steps of the U.S. Capitol building and the Supreme Court. 53-year-old Kavanaugh replaces retired Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. As it's coming around now, a lot of aid from the world to the 190,000 people affected by last week's earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia. Death toll now at 1,649. This is VOA News. An earthquake that struck off the northern coast of Haiti killed at least 11 people, injured more than 100 others when several buildings collapsed. The magnitude 5.9 quake centered about 20 kilometers off the coast at a depth of 11.7 kilometers. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump is in Cairo, Egypt, the last stop on her Africa tour. The visit comes in the aftermath of President Trump's reported disparaging comments about Africa and immigrants from that region. Melania Trump spoke with reporters.
I don't always agree what he tweets, and I tell him that. I give him my honest opinion and honest advice, and sometimes he listens and sometimes he doesn't, but I have my own voice and my opinions, and it's very important for me that I express what I feel.
Melania Trump's tour has highlighted her interest in child welfare, education, tourism, and conservation. Pope Francis says silence on sexual abuse cases in the Catholic Church can no longer be tolerated. He ordered a thorough study of all documents in Vatican offices that concern former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who resigned in July. The story now from Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
Pope Francis declared in a statement Saturday that the Church has to tackle the great scourge of abuse within and beyond the institution. He added both abuse and its cover-up can no longer be tolerated, and said the Church has a duty to prevent such crimes from being committed in the future to the harm of the most innocent and most vulnerable in society. The Pope, who has refused so far to comment on accusations he was aware of misdeeds and abuse committed by former American Cardinal Theodore McCarrick long before he accepted his resignation in July, now has called for an investigation of the paper trail on his case. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Interpol has formally requested information about its missing leader from China, where the Chinese national Meng Hongwei seemingly disappeared on a trip home. Interpol said it used law enforcement channels to submit its request about Meng's status in Beijing, citing concerns about his well-being. China has not yet commented. Hundreds of people, many wearing orange to evoke life vests, demonstrated in Paris to back the private humanitarian ship Aquarius that rescues migrants who are making the dangerous voyage to Europe across the Mediterranean. Aquarius operator urging European governments to offer a new flag since the Panamanians had withdrawn their registration. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.